This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you know, many of you know, because I was out of town, and so I guess a lot happened when I was out of town, including Brexit, okay? It was really interesting because I was trying to follow the news, and there really wasn't much, you know, going on until I saw the night before that the vote was happening. I'm like, you know, what's going on here? Because, again, you know, I try to follow what's going on internationally, and then all of a sudden that next morning, you know, I was up before most people because of the time change, and I was like, oh wow, all right. And so many of you guys were emailing me within minutes of this happening. What does it mean? Is France going to be next? What's going to happen to Scotland? What's going to, and you know, I'm a doctor, okay? I am obviously not well versed on international political matters, you know, but it sure is exciting. Whether it's exciting in a good way or a bad way, to me, I really don't know what type of relationships Britain has with the European Union, but the first thing that went through my mind was, that was gutsy. You know, and again, whether it's a dangerous move or whether it's a great move politically, depending on how you know, I was trying to talk to people when I was out in the middle of the ocean, you know, scuba diving and snorkeling. And so I was speaking to a German neurologist who thought it, you know, he's like, oh gosh, this could be horrible. I have absolutely no idea. All right. But many of you have been asking me from a psychological standpoint, are we looking at a revolution? Are we looking at something that similarly could happen in America? Well, all I noticed after Brexit was that we had some stock market plunging. And I know Trump was in Scotland. Trump had, I guess, a golf course. So the news was covering Trump and the golf course. And, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe this will help Donald Trump. You know, I mean, if you know, Great Britain is sick of status quo, then somebody who's not representing the status quo could probably garner very similar reports or support, which would be Trump. Today, though, we heard that, well, Hillary Clinton was gaining in the polls. I think a 12-point lead. That could just be the Bernie Sanders bump. So, again, I'm no political analyst, even though we talk about a lot of politics on the show. I mean, I am an analyst, okay, but I don't like to consider myself one. I like to consider myself more of a satirist, if anything. But, you know, I do think we are going towards a revolution. I mean, I was in New York, you know, because we were stuck with a layover, and I was thinking, you know, everybody liked Hillary out there, you know, and, well, no. You know, they don't. And I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting. And again, you're only doing small sample sizes. But what you think the public wants, you're not really getting a true indication by any of the polls. I mean, you know, didn't Scotland try to break away and Scotland didn't have, you know, the ability to? I think that was like last year. And so we thought, all right, well, then I guess everything is nice and safe and secure with the European Union. And then all of a sudden, the Britain is like, okay, well, we're out of here. So, oh yeah, this was in 2014. In 2014, the Scottish voted to remain part of the UK, but the referendum brought so much momentum to Scottish nationalism that another vote on the issue is possible. So Scotland may leave, depending on what happens with France and any more security issues. They may not like the way they're being run or things are being run by the European Union. Not sure what's going on with Northern Ireland. They say in Northern Ireland, 56% of people voted to remain in the EU, and the leave result has prompted their leaders to call for an independence referendum of their own. We could be looking at a very, very disassociated Europe over the next couple years. Now, for Trump, this could help. This could help, because while we're all in this, you know what? I'm sick of what's going on. You know, we have no control. You know what? You know, when people are unhappy and when people are scared, they are going to make these swing changes, these pendulous changes. And so, I'm not surprised. I mean, if Great Britain is really, really tired of the way things are going, I'm not surprised. Americans are really tired of the way things are going. If they don't think Hillary Clinton is going to be a beacon of hope and change things around, or if they loved what Obama has done. You have some people that they just have loved what a President Obama presidency. They've loved his presidency. See, for me, being a small business owner, it was very detrimental. So, I mean, whether you like the guy or not, you know, for me, somebody in my position, being a doctor and a small business owner, this has been a very, very rough 8 years. So if Hillary is going to be a very similar presidency to Obama, then no, I don't want to vote for Hillary. But if you guys liked the presidency that Obama gave us and you liked, you know, what he did, and you liked the Affordable Health Care Act, and you think you're really getting good health care and your access is good and you're better off than you were before we started, you're going to then vote for Hillary. So it all depends on how content you are. Most of the people I know are not content. You know, they're scared. They don't feel safe. They don't think we have proper security. They don't think the economy is stable. They see how things are going. And like I said, I don't know who should be president coming into this next recession that we're going to hit. And we've talked about this. We got the computerization of a lot of jobs and robots going to outplace or displace labor, our labor force. We have the baby boomers growing out of their homes, aging out of their homes. So we don't have enough for us moving into these homes, and we have internet and Amazon drones, etc., taking over a lot of the shopping, as many of us like to leave the house less and be on Facebook rather than walking into a Best Buy or Home Depot. Would rather just buy online, so our commercial real estate can take a dump. Unless we are preparing for this, and you know, even though I think Trump has money, has economic sense behind him, I don't know if he's prepared to deal with that. I have no idea. So maybe something like Brexit would help Trump. However, if things look like a disaster, because, you know, it's going to take years for us to see what the fallout is. We're going to see some initial, and unfortunately, we may see some initial negative things happen. Issues with travel, issues with, apparently they were saying Game of Thrones is going to have some issues because they won't be able to film in England. Are you kidding me? Really, Game of Thrones? Don't mess with Game of Thrones. So initially, the political powers that be may try to make this look so bad that people don't vote for Trump here. But look, if people are upset, if they're frustrated, that's what's going to, you know, head to the polls. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say e-cigarette use raises the risk of infection. Why? Because it damages hundreds of genes in our immune system, according to this latest study. They say the devices alter hundreds of genes that control immune cells in the upper respiratory tract, the throat, the mouth, the nose, and the sinuses, included those affected by smoking cigarettes. Now, cigarettes, they say smoking cigarettes decrease the gene expression of 53 genes important for the immune response of epithelial cells. Epithelial cells, I call them skin cells, but even though it's not skin in the lining of your mouth, etc., you have epithelial cells, which are kind of like the outermost cells that you can touch on the body, the epithelial, okay? They say smoking decreased the gene expression of 53 genes, and e-cigs decreased the gene expression of 358 genes important for immune defense, including the ones screwed up by regular smoking. They say vaping cannot be linked to the risk of smoking diseases such as cancer, emphysema, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease yet. But why they haven't been out long enough and the studies still have to be done. Okay, studies are not conclusive yet. But this research shows, okay, these are not harmless by any means, and they could even be worse. Professor Ilona Jaspers of the University of North Carolina said, "We honestly do not yet know what long-term effects e-cigarettes might have on health. I suspect the effects of e-cigs will not be the same as the effects of cigarette smoking. Cigarettes causes changes in a dozen of genes that could increase your risk for bacterial infection, virus inflammation. E-cigs mutate those same genes, but hundreds more. To investigate what effect they have on the genes for the upper airways, they looked at 13 non-smokers, 14 smokers, and 12 e-cig users. Each person kept a journal documenting their habit and had their urine and blood samples analyzed to confirm levels of nicotine and biomarkers that indicate tobacco exposure. After about 3 weeks, samples were also taken from the nasal passage to check the expression of genes important for immune responses, where like the epithelial layers are kind of similar to our lungs and the respiratory tract. They say all epithelial cells along our airways are obviously needed to function properly to prevent us from getting sick. So like, for example, the reason why we get snot and boogers is a defense mechanism so that bugs don't get into our respiratory tree. Our bodies are so brilliant. Okay? So the reason why we tell you not to pick your nose or pick your boogers is because those boogers prevent a blockade. Now, again, you know, you want to be able to breathe. If your boogers are so bad you can't breathe, yeah, you got to clean out your nose. But other than that, the boogers prevent it's something sticky that these viruses and bacteria could stick on so they don't get down into the lungs. So be careful with your nose hairs also. The nose hairs also are very, very important. So they say certain genes in these cells allow for the proper amounts of proteins to be created, which orchestrate the overall immune response. They say we found each gene common to both groups were suppressed more in the e-cig group, but they don't know how the e-cigs do this. Well, it's chemicals. The chemicals are obviously doing something. So the professor was surprised. She said inhaling burnt tobacco and inhaling vaporized flavored liquids are fundamentally different, and e-cigs could induce different biological changes and play different roles. So guys, just realize, okay, you are having something that is going into your respiratory system. You don't know what the heck it is. You don't even know if it's designed for the respiratory system. And you're hoping that nothing bad happens. And how I look at it is, yeah, you're going to be there's definitely going to be issues. So I wouldn't mess with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of things getting into the mouth, there's a case in Great Britain of throat gonorrhea. And this is a very superbug gonorrhea, as it's resisting a lot of antibiotics. British public health experts have confirmed a case of throat gonorrhea that proved untreatable with a standard antibiotic regimen. The patient is a heterosexual man who had just returned to the UK from Japan, and he was not cured by a pair of antibiotics that is used in first line. This case highlights that gonorrhea may become untreatable due to antimicrobial resistance. Despite successful treatment of this case with higher doses of antibiotics, this approach to treatment would only be an interim solution. High-dose treatments are not suitable for all patients, and resistance to higher doses is likely to develop eventually. So the case reflects obviously different challenges in treating gonorrhea of the throat as compared with genital gonorrhea. Now, genital gonorrhea, we already know, is starting to show resistance. Over the last 30 years, many antibiotics that we've used, like the shot of ceftriaxone, your shot of Rocephin, or Zithromax, not been working. And so we've been seeing those issues. The throat is not a very common case for gonorrhea, and unfortunately not a very fun way to get it either. Maybe fun getting it that way, but not fun to have. Sorry, yeah. So, gosh, man, honestly, people, you got to be careful what's getting into your body and where. This is not fun. throat gonorrhea. They say, according to the case report, the patient had sexual relations in Japan with a woman who herself had been treated for gonorrhea. 10 days after his return to the UK, he sought medical care following 2 weeks of urogenital symptoms. After a urine analysis confirmed gonorrhea, the patient was treated with a 500 milligram injectable dose of Herceptin, the shot, plus they gave him Zithromax, just a double cover. Usually this gives 97% efficacy. But 15 days after treatment, there was nothing in his urine, but he had gonorrhea in his throat. 3 months later, the throat infection was still present. Shortly thereafter, the patient was given a double dose of the same therapy. This time, testing 2 weeks later confirmed that the double dose dual therapy worked. So he obviously had treatment failure, and something happened. They say the gonorrhea was also able to be susceptible to spectinomycin. That is effectively resistant, or they do have an option if something is resistant to other antibiotics. But, keep in mind, these STDs are spread everywhere, and I think what really is scary, especially for men out there, is that, these STDs can cause throat cancer, like HPV in the throat. If I were a guy, I would be scared to death of getting something like that, because throat cancer does not get picked up very easily. You have a sore throat. What happens when you have a sore throat? Okay, they'll give you some antibiotics, and they tell you to, or they'll tell you to cut back on acidic-producing foods. Maybe they tell you to take some antacids. They do some cultures, and then you feel like there's something in your throat, or the sore throat doesn't go away, and lo and behold, it's a tumor. So throat cancer freaks me out, and they say it's caused by HPV, human papillomavirus. Alcohol, smoking also seems to put people at risk, but they're finding more and more of these cases are HPV related. So how is HPV getting into the throat? Well, think about it, okay? And it's not like you could gargle unless maybe that's what they need to do. Maybe somebody could make a lot of money where after you perform some sort of sexual act where something's getting into your mouth, you can use a specific gargle or an viral rinse. This really could be easily solved if people get the HPV vaccine. But remember, the HPV vaccine does not protect you against all forms of HPV. And so I would really like to say avoidance, but again, that's easy for me to say because, my party days are over. So I can tell you guys, come on, just watch a movie instead. Play some cards. Just sit and play some Scrabble. There's other things you guys can do to pass your time. But that's not the case. All right, gonorrhea in the throat. Wow, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. A study has come out saying women get worse cardiac arrest care than men. They say women who survive cardiac arrest are less likely than men to get aggressive life-saving care. They say they have made a lot of improvement in treating patients with cardiac arrest over the last decade. There is room for improvement. Now, cardiac arrest happens when the heart stops beating. In 2014, 350,000 people in the United States had heart attacks. Only 12% of these people survived. In this study, women who were treated for cardiac arrest were 25% less likely to get the angiography, which is an image to look at which artery got blocked. Women were also 29% less likely to undergo angioplasty, where they open up the blocked arteries. Not sure why. I mean, we know that heart disease can very easily get missed in women. I mean, we've been talking about the signs where it may not be the typical chest pain, radiation to the left arm. They could have maybe some dizziness or some shortness of breath, and that could be a sign of a heart attack. But if the person had a heart attack, why would they not be offered the same test? I don't get that. Women were 19% less likely to be treated with hypothermia to lower body temperature, which increases the odds of survival without brain damage. Oh, yeah. Remember we talked about how they will lower the body temperature sometimes? They say women tend to do worse after cardiac arrest. So maybe they think women are more likely to live. Maybe they think they don't have to do full court press. I'm not sure what the thinking is. All right, guys. Americans spend billions on alternative medicine, but these treatments are not covered by health insurance. What's going on? 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say Americans are spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on complementary and alternative medicine, including chiropractic care. Well, my husband's a chiropractor. We don't see any of that kind of money. We don't. Really, you guys spending that much money on chiropractic? Okay, and my husband's a chiropractor. Anyway, but complementary yoga, acupuncture, natural supplements, according to a new study. And in 2012, the study looked at 2012, Americans paid more than $30 billion out-of-pocket expenditures for chiropractors as well as other alternative health practitioners, medicine, and supplements. According to the study, co-author Richard Naheen from the U.S. National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, the significant number of Americans who spend billions on complementary and alternative medicine, which are not covered by health insurance, is an indication that people believe enough in the alternative approach's value to pay for them. Breaking it down, the study found that Americans spent $14.7 billion of their own money to visit alternative health practitioners such as yoga instructors, chiropractors, massage therapists, and acupuncturists. This amount is almost 30% of what Americans spend on conventional medical services. Natural supplements, Americans spent $12.8 billion, which was 25% of what they spent on prescription drugs. They spent a quarter of what we spent on prescription drugs on supplements. In 2012, Americans also spent $2.7 billion on CDs, videos, books, and other self-help materials connected with complementary health. Way to go, guys. The researchers found that approximately $28 billion of the out-of-pocket expenditures were spent on adults, with $1.9 billion spent on kids. So high-income households who made at least $100,000 or more every year paid alternative health practitioners an average of $518 and paid for natural supplements for an average of $377 in 2012. They said spending on complementary and alternative medicine was not limited to mid- and high-income individuals. People with an annual income of $25,000 spent an average of $314 using their own money to pay alternative health practitioners in 2012. These families also spent an average of $389 to buy natural supplements. We're going to talk about this here. So, this was according to a National Health Interview survey and published in the National Health Statistics Reports. Okay. So, if health insurance is supposed to cover what we want, you know, I was kind of looking at that with the Affordable Care Act, okay? I was expecting that with Obamacare, we would start to see more leniency towards alternative medicine because a lot of alternative medicine is cheaper than regular medicine. If you could go to a chiropractor and that deals with your back pain effectively, and you could get some massage therapy, etc., that may be cheaper than going to an orthopedic surgeon and getting an MRI. Right, because most orthopedic surgeons will MRI the body part, and they should. Okay, so going to a chiropractor is a heck of a lot cheaper than that. Now, mind you, my husband's a chiropractor. If you need an orthopedic referral, he's the first to send you. Okay, I mean, you know, he's not going to mess around. But many times, a lot of our back pain and neck pain and pinched nerves do not necessarily have surgery. And it's funny because even the orthopedic surgeons will refer you out to physical therapy, etc. So there's a medical health insurance world, and then there's the alternative world. And the alternative world doesn't really get health insurance coverage. Now, why is that? Okay, and many of you think there's a, you know, it's a money issue, conspiracy, etc. But here's the thing, okay? If an insurance company is going to spend that kind of money, they are going to want to know, we're talking billions still, okay? They're going to want to know that really, really works. They're going to want to believe it, that works, okay? Studies happen in the medical realm. Studies don't really seem to happen that much in the alternative realm. So we have a lack of data. So if you say taking Manuka honey prevents your cold, and I got to tell you, my patients swear by it. I've never done that yet, so I'd like to try that. But, I mean, everybody is just, I mean, raving over that, okay? But you got to make sure you're getting the real thing. If that is preventing you from getting a cold and saving money, you would think somebody would want to research that. But if you don't have a pharmaceutical company or somebody that's going to benefit from that, then you won't see the study. Now, Bayer Aspirin, if Bayer is putting money behind the studies, you're going to see some aspirin studies. But if there's a study on St. John's wort, you know how many companies sell St. John's wort? Why should one person put their financial neck on the line just for somebody to go to a store and buy a competitor? So you're not going to see a lot of those studies. Now, there are studies out there, and unfortunately many of the studies find that a lot of complementary medicines don't work. I mean, I've tried zinc to prevent colds. For me, it doesn't work. Vitamin C, taking vitamin C does not prevent or limit my cold. If I eat well prior, yeah, but taking vitamin C supplements, it's never worked on me. It may work on you. It doesn't particularly work on me. So the other issue that we're fighting an uphill battle of is some of these treatments work really well for some, and some don't for others. I mean, I've had people swear by my husband saying his chiropractic is amazing. I've had others say it didn't work. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, for some people it'll work, for some people it doesn't. Same thing with acupuncture. For some people, acupuncture is a godsend, and then for other people, like, did nothing. Could have been the technique. Could have been for their ailment. The acupuncture wasn't the right treatment. So before an insurance company is going to commit to spending that kind of money to cover you, they're going to say, look, there's no data. There's no studies. And, I mean, I could see why. Let's say somebody says Rocky Road ice cream is what cures their ailment. So now the insurance company has to pay for Rocky Road ice cream. The insurance company also sees no way to limit this. What is considered an alternative treatment? Which alternative treatments are we going to cover or are we going to allow? Plus, with alternative treatments, you don't have a doctor in between. Health insurance companies do not want you to just walk into any store and buy whatever you want and they cover it. Going to a doctor and the doctor saying, look, you need this particular medication because my license is on the line and, I could be sued for malpractice if I'm wrong, limits some of the stuff they have to spend money on. But you being able to walk into the store and buy ginkgo biloba and buy melatonin and buy red yeast rice and buy, red rice yeast, I mean, you being able to walk into a store, there's no filter on that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I agree something needs to be done. If alternative treatments work, now, should the government be doing some studies? Yes. I'm not sure. I know they're really working hard on that CalFART study where they're studying to have a rectal tube in cows and they're measuring the gas. I know they're really working on that. I mean, remember, the government is going to fund studies that help them politically. Well, I think this would be great. I think it would be an absolute shoo-in for any political party to turn around and say, look, we got your alternative therapies covered. But the problem is how do you pick and choose? It's going to be a headache. It will. But already the healthcare system is an absolute headache. What we probably really need to work on is getting the insurance company out of the equation. And I'm wondering if that's going to later be the move, where if you want something, you buy it. You know, you have X amount of dollars that you could use for your health. I don't know how that would work, where you have choices, and you could use it on regular medicine, or you could use it on alternative medicine, and you have choices. This idea that, you know, we have a health insurance company that's in our business when it comes to our birth control, or comes to our STDs, or comes to our... I can't stand it. I can't stand that we have an insurance company up in our business. I can't stand that. And if you want to use alternative therapy, you have to pay out of pocket, but if there's a pharmaceutical that you may disagree with, but the insurance company likes that gets covered. You know, the insurance company is the one making the decision on which blood pressure medicine you get. You know, let's say you really like Diavan, but they only cover Atacand or vice versa. Who the hell are they? Well, they're the ones that decide. This is your body. Why don't you get a choice? So we probably are later going to have to move to a system where you are financially responsible for your own health. It's just, how do we make health care affordable so we get the insurance companies out of the way? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells of your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
All right, guys,
folks. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are creating National Blood Donation Day and individual state blood donation days like Washington Blood Donation Day, California Blood Donation Day, New Hampshire Blood Donation Day. So if any of you want to host a blood drive, please contact me and I will get you set up with the blood bank. If any of you want to donate blood, I will send you where to go because we could always use blood. But this is going to be a very, very exciting week that we're setting up September 4th through the 10th. And if you want to help, please contact us at drdahlia.com. We're not asking for money, which is a great way to help people. I mean, we could save so many lives without one dime, and that is what is my goal. And so if you could help, please contact me and our team at drdahlia.com. All right. You know, my show, we talk about everything, as you can see. We talk about politics. We talk about medicine. We talk about health. We talk about the economy. We talk about education. And we talk about a lot of employer issues. And this was an interesting email I got when I was out of town. Thomas writes, although I would really love to talk to you if you could call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thomas writes, I need to fire one of my workers who always calls out and does a blank poor job, a P poor job, but that's always him. This would be the third worker in that position I've had to fire in 1 month. It's the only African-American female in the office, and I'm afraid I'll look racist. She's hinted that if she was fired, she would sue. Since I have to fire so many people from this position, should I automate it? And he talks about how it's a front desk position, and, you know, how would you do that? Okay, so a few issues here, okay? He doesn't want to look racist. His worker has hinted that if she was fired, she would sue. I'm not an attorney. I would say you better get an attorney, okay? But I think as an overall recommendation, okay, whenever you hire somebody, you should make sure that they understand what their duties are. Okay? If it's in writing, that's even better. Okay? An employee handbook, etc. And you let them know, look, your job is to do this, 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 and this. You want to explain to the patient or explain to the worker, I apologize, the employee, what their goal is and what the team, why they're such a significant part of that team. Okay? To decrease absenteeism, I don't know. I'm no expert on that because I didn't know how to do that with my staff. I did not know how to make sure that they wouldn't call in multiple times. I've staffed, and I did, prior to my joining faculty at Toro University. I'd closed my practice down, and one issue I had as an employer is people kept calling out. So your expectations of the employee should be in that handbook or that recommendation. Okay? If there are going to be multiple call outs, doctor's note, ample time, what we did, because we had such a call out issue, is we said, look, as long as you find a replacement, we don't care, you guys make it work, you guys have families. You guys have things to do. You know, if you guys can make it work, because what we did is we made sure we had everybody cross-trained. And I said, look, you know, if you want to go on vacation, it's great. Make sure you have somebody to cover. And it worked. It actually did. Having them have that power to make their schedule, it really cut back on the absenteeism until everybody was calling out, and then that was an issue. So you should already have in writing that, okay, that they understand and they sign. Then, if the multiple call-outs do happen, you have those documented, okay? So that, and again, you're going to have to consult an attorney if somebody threatened that they would sue. I don't know much about, you know, labor laws in every single state, but, you know, if you're not being racist, you're not going to be in trouble for racism, okay? I mean, racism in the workplace is if, you know, five people all did the same thing wrong, and the only person that gets punished is the person that stands out. Then that's where you're singling somebody out. But if you have a person in a position and that person did, you know, failed to do their job duties, whether they're a man, they're a woman, they're white, Hispanic, black, etc., you know, you as an employer, you have to, you know, manage office effectively. But if you're singling somebody out, yes, you could get in trouble for that. So if you have proper documentation, again, make sure you contact an attorney. But the bigger problem here is, you know, you're asking, what do you have to replace it? This is the third time you've had to fire somebody in 1 month for that position. So as an employer, I would relook at what that position is. Now, in a medical office, because, you know, the business that I ran was a medical office, okay? Front desk was, I think, the hardest position, okay? I mean, nursing, very difficult, and you require people with a lot of experience for nursing. But front desk, very difficult, okay? Especially if you're not a people person. And so I want my lower tab, or why do I have a copay? How come the insurance isn't paying for this? Why is the insurance making me pay a copay for x-rays? My insurance shouldn't be doing this. Blah, 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 you know, the back and forth. It's very exhausting. So you may have to split that position up to two people. Or three people, okay? If you have a, at a restaurant, if you have to fire somebody multiple times because, you know, the hostess isn't seating, maybe it's too overwhelming. You know, another thing a lot of us middle-aged business owners had to realize is what workers were capable of doing 15 years ago is a little different than what they're capable of doing now. We have a different generation. And we have a generation that's very computer savvy, but maybe not savvy in other things. It was very interesting. One of my fellow doctors told me one of the reasons why we may be having issues with the staff and them not managing the labs correctly is because if computers is all they've really ever known, then maybe they don't know how to deal with faxes coming over. Maybe they do better with a computer type system. You know, medical students is very interesting. I'm so honored with my new job teaching at Touro University. And the students, I think, have it much harder than I did in one respect, but then I think they have it easier in another because they don't have to do the 36-hour shifts. But the way they learn, they have to study and read off of a computer. Their books are on a computer. A lot of their study materials are on computers. And so, you know, one of the doctors that I'm working with who's above me said, you know, sometimes these computer analogies really work. They open a window, you open a window, and then you have a differential diagnosis from that window. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the way computers are, sometimes that's how you have to, you know, I look at book, paper, pencil. If somebody said, look, in a book, you have this chapter, you have this page. A lot of the students, a lot of people, they, you know, it's different, you know, these days. You also have people with language barriers. English may be a second language. Or you have people whose English was learned, it's a first language, but they learned it. Like, for example, English is a first language, but because my father, who English was a very, very far away second language for him, my verbiage, my communication skills are very, very different. I could communicate. I got a lot of cojones, I got a lot of chutzpah, I could communicate, but I have a lot of issues with the English language because of how I learned it. My mom was the one that did most of the teaching, but because of my father, I have a lot of different variances with the way I speak. And so, you know, your English as a first language may not be the way it was 20 years ago with your newer generation. They may speak English fluently, but their English may not be like yours, and they may misunderstand, or they may say something that gets construed another way. So whenever you have a position that you see multiple people have to fire, then it, you know, or you have to fire multiple times, you know, my question is what is this position and why? Are you worried because there's going to be a mess up and a very deadly mess up? Okay? Front desk, you at your front desk, I mean, that is the heartbeat of that medical office. So, you know, you won't get paid. You won't get, you know, things will get missed. If the wrong information is in the system, you can't get the patient their proper results if the phone number's wrong. So, you know, you also don't want to hire. You want to make sure you have plenty of staff, and you also want to make sure they have the proper qualifications. What always blew my mind is front desk in a medical office used to be the least paid, and I'm like, I don't understand that, because it is one of the most important jobs in that medical office. So, 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. To-